Put 2 dozen in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
You know what my daddy said, Dr. Hewitt? He said that all boys like swimming and boxing. He said it's a must. And if I learn how to swim and box when I'm only 6 years old, well, then I won't be afraid anymore. I'm not really afraid.
Why, of course you're not. Chucky.
Yes, sir?
I have a very nice book over at my desk. I'd like to show it to you. You like books, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, there's a very interesting story about this book.
What kind of a story, Dr. Hewitt?
Well, it was made for a little boy by a mother and father who had adopted him when he was just a little baby.
Oh, like I was adopted once?
Let's look at the book, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Ah, here we are. Now, you take a look at it.
It's a picture book.
That's right. You see, this little boy liked to draw, just like you do. And he started to draw, when he was about 5 years old, maybe even 4. And the older he got, the better he drew. Well, you can see for yourself. Here's a picture he made when he was, just as old as you are, 6 years old. And over here... here's a picture he painted when he was 12 years old.
That's a big, big building.
That's right.
It looks like it's a New York building.
Oh, you've been in New York, hmm?
Yes, sir. They have skyscrapers there. Were you ever in New York?
Oh, yes.
I don't like it there. The buildings are too big. Once an airplane crashed into the Empire State Building. I don't like airplanes either.
Well... what I was going to tell you is that the mother and father of this little boy made a book out of the pictures that he had drawn. And this is the book. Now, maybe your mother and father could save your drawings, put them together into a book for you when you get to be a real big boy.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't draw good enough. Aunt Charlotte thinks I'm good, though, and so does Uncle Ray.
Oh? What's their last name, Chucky?
Brandon. Once that was my name while they were taking care of me.
And do you remember when they were taking care of you?
Not very well. But Daddy told me that they took care of me because my own mother couldn't. But when she could, then I went to live with her. And then I went to live with my dad and mother.
You said that you were adopted, Chucky. Was it by the Brandons?
I think so.
And who told you that?
I heard Aunt Bertha talking to my Aunt Trudy once. They didn't know I was in the room, but I was. And Aunt Bertha said she didn't know if I knew I was once adopted. Is that bad?
No, of course not, Chucky. Do you like your Aunt Charlotte and Uncle Ray?
Yes, sir.
Not better than your mother and daddy?
Not better than my daddy, no. But I like Aunt Charlotte. I sure do.
Well, Dr. Hewitt, you don't think it's necessary to question the boy any further, do you? You've formed your conclusions. Conclusions that you will not discuss with Mater White. Conclusions that will reach only the ears of Dr. Ross Bowling. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to does. Does gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way does is made. Only does of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. Only does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why does does everything and does right by your hands. Get does today. You say it too.
For white, white washes without red hands. I've gone back to does.
You have a little time, Bowling.
Oh, come on in, Doctor. Yes, I do have a little time before making rounds. Sit down.
Thanks. What I have to say won't take too long.
You saw Chucky's wife this morning?
Yes, I did. I wish I hadn't.
Why do you say that?
Well, for some reason, I think it's a very involved situation. The Whites, I mean. I'm a little curious as to the reason you're so close to that situation.
Well, I told you I've known Mrs. White for some time. I've known Chucky since he was an infant. Took care of him when he was Chucky Brandon. Does that answer your question?
In a way. Remember, I saw Chucky because you asked me to. I was warned by the boy's father not to meddle.
Yes, I know.
And from here on out, I don't intend to meddle. Unless, of course, Mr. White changes his mind about his son.
What did you find out by talking with the boy?
Oh, a great deal. Whether you care to pass it along to Mrs. White or not is entirely up to you. First, I took into consideration all of the things his mother told me the boy was afraid of. I bought some boxing gloves, had a tank of water, a mechanical boat, a knife. And then I added to them the usual objects I work with. Paints, crayons, a baseball glove, a ball. They were scattered around the table.
Yes.
I pretended I had a little work to finish, letters to sign, told the boy to go ahead and amuse himself. Well, it wasn't too long before he had separated the things of which he is mortally afraid from those with which he feels more comfortable and secure. The tank of water, the boat, the knife, the boxing gloves were immediately put to one side, and he busied himself with color books. That proved to me that Mrs. White had not exaggerated the child's fears of physical hurts. Then I suggested he try the paints.
Was he interested?
Very much so. The picture he painted was rather interesting. A childish interpretation of the sky and the sun. And a funny thing, Ross. When I suggested he paint some water beneath the sky, well, that was out. Why? He's afraid of water. But more important than this fear was the fact that he didn't think the picture was any good. He doesn't think he does anything well.
You don't mean to say that he has what we commonly call an inferiority complex?
Well, I don't like that term, to tell you the truth. I'd rather say he has a feeling of inadequacy, of insecurity.
To what do you attribute this feeling?
He's making a desperate effort to become what his father wants him to be, and he can't. His repeated failures to do the things that by nature he isn't fitted for make him unsure of himself. Believe me, Ross, when I tell you that many parents make the mistake of expecting their children to follow a path that they set for these youngsters. Of course, it's possible that in doing that, they're destroying something individual in the child, something we call personality. Yes, you could even call it soul.
But I don't understand, Hewitt. He wants to do the things his father expects of him. He wants to excel in them, but he's afraid of them. Now, why shouldn't he dislike his father as a result of this? Shouldn't he be more prone to cling to his mother?
Well, it's only natural, only normal, that the boy would want to follow the pattern of his father. The child is in a constant conflict with his innate nature. The person he resents most is himself, really.
I see.
It's possible that if his mother were given a free hand with him without any interference from his father, that in time he might feel a far greater sense of security with her than he does at the present time. Now, if Chuck, his father, would let the boy alone at this stage in his development, it's very likely, in the normal course of events, the boy himself would want to do some of the things that he's so afraid of doing today.
Then domination of a son by his father is Chucky's real problem.
Well, I'm not sure that's all of it. You know, I discovered something that I don't think his mother or father know about. Chucky overheard his aunt telling someone else in the family that he was adopted at one time.
I can hardly conceive of anyone even mentioning the word adoption in front of the boy.
Well, he overheard it, Ross. And he told me that he didn't like his Uncle Ray as well as he did his daddy. He skipped over his mother entirely, but made quite a point of telling me that he liked his Aunt Charlotte very much. I think he resents his own mother.
Why, she adores that boy, worships him. Then you don't think he's made a complete adjustment?
No. No, I don't think so, as far as his mother is concerned.
I rather imagine by this time he'd accepted his mother.
Well, Bowling, he's been told by his father that his mother wasn't able to take care of him when he was a baby. But he does know someone who was able to take care of him, Charlotte Brandon. Now, add to the whole picture one very important factor: the child's intuitive knowledge that there's no love lost between his parents. So, all I can say is that Ted White had better have a greater understanding of his son, or there's going to be trouble ahead. Plenty of trouble.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today. Ted White learns of Chucky's visit to Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.